Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes, here with my trusty sidekick, Jay Leonard. How you doing, Jay?
Trusty sidekick?
One of those is true. You can pick which one. Trusty or sidekick?
I don't think I was ready for that, for the level in which, and how deep that is. Wow. I don't know. If you had to pick, what would I be?
Trusty
or a sidekick?
Trusty.
Oh, well, there you go.
Trustworthy, for sure.
Oh, you didn't have to say that.
I know I didn't have to, Jay. But you're more than just a sidekick.
It means a lot to me.
200, man.
Hey, we're here.
Yeah, and that's not bury the lead. Episode 200 of Hard On Podcast.
Can you believe it?
No, in a way. I don't know if I've done 200 of anything.
200 push-ups.
I think I said that at 100, too. Like, have I ever done 100 of something?
Yeah.
And now I've done this 100 times twice.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, what a weird run.
It's weird that there's like over 200 hours. Like, probably over 300 if you add it all up. You know what I mean? Hours of...
Definitely.
Of content.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah, we've had a couple where we've gone real long.
Yeah, and I would say 52% of that is talking about unsolved mysteries. And I'm okay with it. In the last episode we were talking, and I was listening back to it. I was like, man, we really fucking talk a lot about unsolved mystery. And then I was just like, fuck it. It's
a good show.
Every time we talk about it, I'm happy. I watched it this morning, like before I came here.
It's a great
show. I
was
watching Unsolved Mysteries.
And we're going to start a new podcast.
We are. Mystery Science Unsolved. Unsolved Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Netflix just canceled.
Us.
Yeah, they brought us in for a meeting and then realized that we were just a couple guys. And no, they just canceled Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bummer.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater is like jazz. Like, I really feel like I would be a good fit for that, but I just never allowed myself to really dive in deep. And I'm always envious of people who say, like, you should listen to Mingus, man. It'll change your life. Just as much as I'm jealous of people that say, have you seen The Manos Hands of Fate, MST3K? I know it's good.
But really, have you?
No.
Have you not seen
no.
It?
Oh,
my God.
I know.
You know which ones I think? You know, okay. I'm only going to do this once, mm-hmm. Then I won't bring it up again.
Okay.
If you check out one episode of Mystery Science Theater, Manos Hands of Fate is great. I think the one to watch, like my favorite one, is Final Sacrifice.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not on Netflix anywhere, but I think it's on, the whole thing's on YouTube, though.
All right.
So, like, I'm telling you, man, The Final Sacrifice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay. Look,
And this is for everybody at home. I'm just saying.
I feel shitty about not doing it, and I also don't like...
We don't personally owe anything to anybody to watch that show.
Well, no. But I feel like I owe it to myself. I say this all the time. I don't think I'd be into that, and that's not really my thing, and blah, 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 blah. At a certain point, I just kind of shut myself off to everything. Mm-hmm. But like last night, I sat down and watched 4 episodes of The Mandalorian.
Uh-huh.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I was just in here bitching about that like last week, saying like, I don't care. I'm done with it. I'm done with Star Wars. Nothing matters. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I really liked the show. I thought it was fun. You know, the first 4 episodes.
I've watched 2. I haven't watched the 2 newest ones yet.
Yeah, it's cool.
The Mandalorian.
It's really cool.
I feel like the first 2 episodes, nothing's happened yet. Well, I shouldn't say nothing's happened. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to watch. But nothing has happened. And I'm like, let's move things along here. Yeah. But I'm sure 3 and 4 things start to...
Yeah, things are happening. I think it's a weird choice how they end every one with that weird little banjo thing. And they're like, the Mandalorians sure found himself in a heap and mess of trouble this time.
Turn in next week.
Yeah, it's weird with the freeze frame.
Right.
It's a weird choice. Whatever. Disney, they can do what they want.
They're fucking... what's his name?
What? John Favreau.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, no, the dude's a gazillionaire.
Dude, I just want to point out, totally aside, 200th episode.
Mm-hmm. And we're just bitching about...
Well, that, and I'm sitting here with the laptop open recording this with fucking Audacity.
Yes.
Audacity.
So if anybody who doesn't know...
I don't know if this could sound like shit. I don't know what bitrate's being recorded. I don't know anything. But just to go full circle all the way back to the beginning of this whole...
Right.
From 1
so, yeah.
to 200.
So episodes 1 through at least, 17?
Yeah, 18.
1 through 17 or 18
recorded. Yeah, I was 18.
Yeah, we're and Jay came on board episode 18, and so 1 through 17 were recorded on my kitchen table, with the onboard microphone in my laptop.
Punk rock.
Yeah, it was punk rock. Fuck you.
Love it.
Yeah. It was, at its heart, it was a Trench Mouth production.
Yeah,
before
it just didn't know it yet.
It just didn't know it yet, right? and even if, we eventually bought like a small USB mic, maybe 5 or 6 episodes in. But even then, it sounded like a little better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we finally came in, started recording on actual microphones with Jay. And even the episode we recorded with Jeff, which was our transitional stage from when you and I, how you and I met.
Yeah.
That's a good way to talk about, you know, episode 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We found it.
Yeah, we found it.
We didn't know we were going to, but we found it.
And I had just recently gotten, I'd hooked up with Jeff to get another tattoo. And I had to track him down because he had moved shops. He had opened his own shop because I got my first tattoo from Jeff. When he was at All Star.
Yeah.
So Jeff was at a shop in Scotia and I was like, fuck, I want Jeff to do my next tattoo. I don't know where he ended up. You know what I mean? So I kind of figured out through the grapevine where he was and got a hold of him. And he and I were chatting and I was like, hey man, we should, cause he was doing the, I have a microphone tattoo on the inside of my arm.
Oh yeah.
And, he was doing that. And he was like, oh, so why do you want to, why this, you know? And I was like, well, doing a little stand-up, I've always been a performer, and you know, and I do a podcast. And he's like, really? And if you catch Jeff's attention on something he finds interesting, he's more than willing to talk to you about it. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah man, you should totally come on to an episode of the podcast, and we can talk about tattoos and shit and what that life is like and everything. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. I came in. We recorded in his office a very echoey episode of Hard On Podcast because we were in a small enclosed space, with, you know, just hard walls and,
was Adam there too, or was it just you?
Adam was there too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go back and listen to that.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I'm going to really like, now I'm thinking back at like certain episodes where I'm like, fuck, I should really go back and listen to that one. And if for nothing else, like, I know we're not huge. I know we're not like, and we get a few, you know, we get a few hundred people here and there. But like, if for nothing else, this is a wonderful, like, timeline.
Chronicling.
So we were just talking about how, like, we're about to get our first big snowstorm of the year. I feel like every year we talk about the first big snowstorm.
Yeah.
And then every year we can be like, hey, that was the day that, you know, we got our first big snowstorm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I should really go back. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
It's also kind of interesting to go the other way with it too, where sometimes, like, when we're in here and we're recording in February and it's miserable and everything sucks.
Right.
I feel like old. And then I jump through, like, I'll go and I'll listen to something that we recorded in the old place where it was 1,000,000 degrees and we were taking refuge in the tornado shelter.
Yeah.
And there's one little, like, bedroom air conditioner trying its hardest to make it cooler in there. And
to
just
make this old,
like,
warehouse room.
Like, holy shit, it was so hot. It's just nice to know that, wow, we've been doing this at least one full season. But actually, right. It's been a long time.
It's been fucking, I don't keep track of the years, I guess, as I should.
Well, I'm trying to think.
The Hard On Podcast in itself became a thing in 2012,
yeah.
October 2012.
And I came on board while we were making Death Before Discomfort?
Yes.
Or were we done with Death Before Discomfort?
It was simultaneous, I think.
Okay. So that was 2014.
Because that was kind of like one of your hooks to try to get me to come in. So Jeff had been like, hey, a few weeks had gone by after recording the episode, and he was like, hey, he reaches out to me and says, like, I know a guy who's looking for somebody to produce his movie for him. And I'm like, okay, tell me more. And at this point, I'm thinking, I can't do that shit. How serious of a thing are we talking about here? Because I can't handle that pressure. And
if I had known you before,
there's no way.
I never would have asked.
You never would have asked.
You would have melted down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just funny. I put on a brave face.
You did. You put on your Maverick from Top Gun face. You sat across the diner and looked at me chewing a toothpick.
Did it really?
Fucking aviators.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. No, I don't think you really had a toothpick. But you definitely made your, I remember
right,
you making like you had your your arm across the thing and you had like your leg out a little bit. You were taking up as much space as possible. And I was like in my head, I'm like, he's like a bear. Like he's trying to make himself bigger.
He's trying to make himself
bigger. To intimidate us. This is an interesting.
Like one of those desert lizards.
It's just all air in there. There's fluid and air. There. Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of.
It's like Joe Pesci in My Cousin Vinny when he's like holding up the playing card.
I don't remember this.
And he's talking about the court case. He's like, he's only going to show you it's got four sides and everything like that. And
I don't remember.
But you turn it on its side and there's nothing to it. It's paper thin.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's me.
Right.
I'm a playing card.
You.
I have no substance. Anyway, Jeff's like, hey, come meet my friend Jay. You should do this movie. You'll get a credit on IMDb. And I was like, that's fucking cool. And you were like, hey, yeah, I heard the podcast you did with Jeff. You could record it at, you know, in the office. And I was like, holy shit, an office? But it's really the fucking living room of an upstairs apartment above Jeff's house. The
safe house.
The safe house, man, the OG.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Two places ago.
Yeah. Holy shit. And here we are.
Here we are.
In the mall of all places.
In an office.
Seems appropriate. In an actual office. recording episode 200.
Yeah, long way,
dude. It's great. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, man. The first podcast I heard, because I was listening to podcasts a lot. Like I still listen a lot.
For what it's worth, I think we got in early, as far as podcasting goes.
Well, I mean, yeah.
At the like when podcasts really started to like take off,
within the first 5 or 6 years of podcasting, actually. Like the birth of it. And I know people argue like, well, this was the first podcast. But like I was listening to Smodcast in 2006. Mm-hmm. That's when that show started.
And that was super early. It was like really, it was Smodcast was out.
Corolla. Yeah. Rogan started like within the year. So it was like those first few.
Right.
But I was hooked early. And by the time you and I had met, I was listening to podcasts 8 hours a day at work. No question.
Yeah.
Just in my ears, you know, everything I could find. So when Jeff said that he was on a podcast, I was so charged up about it. I was like, shit, man, like a podcast? Like probably in the same way you thought of the movie.
That I was like a movie?
Exactly. And then I listened to it. He told me when it had gone up and shit. And I listened to it. And I remember he mentioned me in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I had such a charge. I was like, shit, man, listen to me. He said my name on the podcast. That's amazing.
Your
like,
movie, Jay.
I made the podcast. And then it just all kind of worked out from there. So, yeah, it's great. Going back to the beginning when I was too shy to talk. And then, you know, and then getting to
the
point.
It was so funny. Early on, you'd be like, hey, this is your show, man.
Yeah, I'm just
like,
the guy
behind I'm happy to help and everything like that. And then I'd be like, Jay, I want your opinion on things. You know what I mean? And then eventually, one day, just the switch turned on and we were like, I'm going to plug a third mic in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yes, all right. Let's do this. And now here we are.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always been fun. I look forward to it every single week. There's never been a time in the last, I don't know, we made that movie in 14, 5 years. There's never been a time in the last 5 years where I haven't been excited to do this. Or even if I was in a shitty mood or if something was happening or whatever, as soon as we get rolling, it still takes me out of it.
And it pulls you out of it.
It's just fucking stupid to say, but it's true, man. I like that it's an excuse to kind of come in here and bullshit for an hour or so. And just,
oh, you know how great it is to be to Karen? I'm like, I got to record the podcast.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, yeah, I know what's important to you. And
yeah.
Yeah. Well, when in reality, it's like, well, I'm going to go fuck off with Jay for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll record at some point. But
yeah, no, man, it's been a blast. 200, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And thank you, Jeff Riano.
Yes. For bringing us together.
Yep.
My man mate, my unlikely collaborator.
Who'd have thunk it? So not only is this episode 200, I don't want to jump the gun. I guess I'll go back to. We have there's almost a tradition now for every 100 episodes to get some sort of fucked up package in the mail.
Oh yeah, let me get talk for a second. I got to get the remote for the TV.
Oh okay, so. So when at episode 100, we had been doing a lot of like clown news, I think, had just become a thing. And we were talking about like the clown, all the clown sightings, I guess you could say, that were going on at the time, like people dressing up as clowns and going out and scaring people. Nobody, I think not, it wasn't very often anybody actually did anything, but I think a lot of, you know, people getting, that whole thing, that the whole clown craze, people knew exactly what I was talking about 2 seconds in, but I kept rambling. And so we got a package in the mail, a bloody package. That was you.
Yes.
Yeah, plugging the USB in.
Oh, shit. It's formatted for the Mac.
Is it really?
Hang on. No, keep going.
Okay. So, yeah, we had got this package in the mail with all sorts of fucked up.
Fuck.
All these computer sounds are happening.
That's all right.
Do we have a problem?
Yeah, it's formatted for the Mac. But I just happen to have a giant Mac behind us, so I'll play it there, and we can watch it from here and talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
That's great. So it's a video, not to jump the gun here. Holy shit. I'm terrified now. we had gotten this package in the mail with Jay, what was in there? Like, Jay's on the other side of the room. But there was, like, bloody gloves in there. There was... pieces of balloons, things with like specific people's names written on it, like Sean, like referring to like very specific episodes, and it got fucked up. and now for episode 200, it seems to have happened again. I also just totally yanked my microphone off the table. So that's also, yeah, at 200 episodes in, we've referred it back to our original editing software because we can't get Audition to work properly. And I just dropped my microphone like a fucking schmuck. So this is the sounds of episode 200. It's literally me. I'm just standing here now because I can't get this shit to, Jay just looked over and finally saw what I'm dealing with, right? Can you help me?
Yeah, sure.
As I'm just rambling here.
And,
okay, so for everybody, like, we have these fucking mic arms, and then I was like, oh, I'll just turn around so I can watch this video, and I just fucking, as I did it, I yanked the entire mic arm off the table.
We can cut this.
I don't know, should we cut it? I think it just shows how fucking useless we are, and, okay, me.
This motherfucker stood up.
Okay. There you go. All right,
I'm your mic out of its... Look at that.
That's a very good point. I can just take the microphone out of the fucking stand and turn around and look at this.
All right, I'm going to play it, and I'll come back over to my mic.
Is there sound to it?
Yeah, there is.
We'll just do like a commentary along the way. Wait, we can upload. Is this something we could upload?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll upload this shit to our Facebook page for episode 200. So what I'm... It's green and yellow pieces of paper, like construction paper, folded together. Jay's going to hit play. Welcome to the Benny Bell Show. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a clown.
Uh-huh. It's a clown puppet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a clown puppet. Now it's dancing like a sort of a marionette.
With a special guest. Holy shit, man.
Uh-huh. I know that guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the clown puppet and another special guest. And there's
that's terrifying.
There's a guy in a crazy-ass, like, clockwork orange bird mask.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So it's just this puppet with these signs and...
It's like a puppet show.
Uh-huh.
Like a dark puppet show.
I know this is not making any sense to anybody listening to this right now, but I will... We'll get this up. We'll get this online.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, we're in a wooded area.
Uh-huh. And Bo? Was that the name of the...
I think so. Bindi?
Bo? The Bindi Bo. Show with... Just in the woods.
Yeah.
Great. This is going to be like one of those tapes where it's like they watch it and...
This could be.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Some work was put into this.
Yeah. I mean, somebody took some time.
A real terrifying soundtrack behind it as well.
Absolutely.
We got a couple of stuffed animals now on this stage. Crazy mask guy is moving weird. I don't like that. Some glitchy shit that's kind of freaking me out.
Prook?
Okay. Clown.
Clown puppets turning around facing the camera.
Looking at us, kind of
waving to us.
Wave while it's walking through the woods. Turns back around, and now it looks like it's unsure, or it's guiding us into the woods deeper.
Do you think that, you've watched this?
I watched it once, yes. It's okay. Bringing us back deep into the woods. All right. Now we're getting a view of the woods, a 360.
Whoa.
The clown is there.
Okay. Oh.
There's
a cat. Cat meow. Oh, that's a skull. That's an animal skull. Like a.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of quick cuts.
Uh-huh.
A lot of super quick, violent cuts.
Oh, shit.
The clown's running through the woods.
Clown is running through the woods.
Did he kill the cat? It just keeps cutting back to this makeshift stage. And now the clown's back with a knife.
It's a fucking small sword.
Yeah. Well, it's a big sword for the size of
the
clown.
So we have visual effects now. It's impressive.
Yeah, we have a fire. And the clown is dancing around the fire.
Now running through the woods.
Back at the fire. It looks like he may be drunk on corn liquor.
Yep.
Whoa! Oh. There was a clown on a naked person.
Maybe we won't put this on.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, there's the bird guy again. More corn liquor. Things are burning. Things are on fire. That might be it. There's sounds?
And that's the end?
Yeah, I believe that's the end. I think that's it, yeah.
There was a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So I get this notice in the mail on Monday morning. Nope, Tuesday morning, sorry. That a package had been delivered, but couldn't be delivered to the house because postage was owed. And I thought, well, that's weird, right? Like, but it's addressed to you and I at my address. And it says that $3.11 was owed in postage, and that the
you had to pay the postage.
Yes, and that the
the $3.
It was from all of us, is what it said. All of us.
Oh,
so this is like 2 days after the movie, and I'm like, who the hell is all of us? And I start thinking like, oh, what if they sent like a card or something, or like maybe somebody grabbed one of those posters and you know, chucked it in a frame or something, did something really nice.
Right.
Like, oh, what if it was something like that? So I'm like, oh, you know, now I'm like, that's really sweet. I wonder if something like that happened. Who's all of us? Who and why?
Is it the movie people? Is it, yeah.
Who could it be? And why is it to you and I, right? So I go down there to the post office. It's a yellow envelope with no return address except all of us. There's a clown drawn on the back. It's postmarked from Nevada. And so I open it up, and inside, and I'll send you a picture of the contents, was just a piece of construction paper with ransom letters cut out of magazines and pasted on that said, welcome to 200 and what's next? And flash drive. And that's it. And that's all. So I'm like hanging out at work, and I got this flash drive, and you know, I literally just wrote an article for the work blog about, you know, security, cybersecurity,
right,
and don't
shouldn't.
Put shit in your computer. I know it's, you know, tempting to do it, but don't do it. And now here I am with this USB flash drive from
the irony.
Fucking Nevada. And you know, I put it in there. Horrified by what I watched, and couldn't wait for you to see that.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah, so
we appreciate the time and effort.
Doing a little math on this and realizing that it came from our Frau German correspondent,
right?
And her guy, and I gotta say, listen, you put a lot of work into that.
Yep.
On one hand, amazing. Thanks for all the hard work. On the other hand, you're a giant piece of shit because you know how I feel about that shit. You know how I feel about those clowns.
Right.
And I will be seeing that for the rest of my natural life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That will never leave your
headspace. No, definitely not.
Does she still hate me?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, keep the status quo.
She'll hold a grudge.
I didn't know I did anything to upset her, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a very complicated relationship.
It is.
Yeah, she appreciates you.
I let Finn out of the crate. That was the big thing. Right? Well, that was the big. She put a lot of work into.
See, there's another bit of
into fighting the
hard
the
on
power.
History, right? There's another big chunk of hard on history. We got that book in the mail that was all over the country with
had been all over
well wishers
touring with.
I don't remember
the band.
Fall Out Boy or
something like that.
Panic at the Disco.
One of those.
Yeah.
And all these people telling me that I was a terrible, terrible person for putting my dog in a crate, which is a normal, totally reasonable thing to do.
I feel like we should put that notebook in like a shadow box with one light above it.
Yeah. It needs to be a living document though. Like something people can come back to and refer to and reference.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could treat it like a Hall of Fame exhibit where we put the TV above it. We make it interactive. They can virtually flip the pages.
Yeah.
You know, and
in
there'll
2017.
Be a little, right. We'll get Morgan Freeman to do the,
right.
The voice. Hey. Or your Bobby Stacks.
Right, right.
You could just narrate the whole
Robert
thing.
Stack the whole thing. A mysterious package. And see?
Yeah, there
can't
it is.
Fucking not do it.
Got to do it. Every episode.
But, so, I mean, here we are. We're doing 200. We're recording into Audacity like a couple of fucking amateurs.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody out there who uses Audacity.
Use what you got, man.
Make your shit. But we're making it happen. 200. We'll hit 300.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, 200 seemed ridiculous at 100, and fuck, I don't see why not.
No, no.
Can you give me a good reason why we can't hit 300, 400, whatever?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I mean, happy to keep doing this until there's nothing left to do, you know? But I feel like we always have shit to talk about. I mean, I'm sure listeners would argue, but...
What the fuck are you guys talking about? You have stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
You revert to Craigslist ads and fucking talk about unsolved mysteries every week. I don't know what the fuck.
Boys, the well has run dry.
Start from scratch. Start over. It's okay. I had thought about it at one point.
I remember.
I didn't want to stop podcasting, but I thought I was going to wrap up Hard On Podcast and transition into something else. Kind of a rebranding, if you will. But starting completely over, kind of fresh-faced new thing. But there was just, I don't know, there's something, at the end of the day, I was like, well, fuck, we have so many of these. Like, why stop it?
Yeah.
It's like a fucking
what was the thought process?
Freight train, you know?
Oh, boys, you shouldn't stop that podcast.
It's too, stop a freight train.
It's bigger than you now, boys. You know, the cow catcher in the front of the freight trains in the early 1900s were there for a good reason. But no. I miss him.
Fucking train guy. Yeah. The train show's got to be coming up, right?
Yeah, we'll have him on.
Yeah. The thought process behind...
Yeah, why'd you want to stop the podcast? What was the thought?
You want me to get real?
Yeah, I mean, real.
Okay.
Fuck it, man. 200!
Well, the podcast started as Adam and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think slowly over time, I think he got less interested, and I think he kept doing it because I wanted to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know what I mean? He can do what he wants. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the fact that he would, you know, still come out. But I can tell, I was like, I don't think he's as into it as I am. And I think a door opened up with you coming on that kind of let that kind of transition happen.
I don't like that. Go ahead.
What? That's true.
Go ahead.
I think I was like, you know what? And I felt bad, I guess, that like, I was like, this was a thing that he and I had started.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was like, should I continue it on, even though he's no longer really on the show? And then, but then I was like, no, it's, at that point, you had done more episodes than he had done. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, it's just as much Jay's as it is his. It's not like, you know, I should stop it because, you know, it's not what it originally was.
Things
evolve over time.
I still feel like it's his. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
I still feel like I'm just keeping a seat warm.
That's not true. When was the last time you came in and were like, hey, is Adam coming today?
No.
It's been years.
For sure it's been years, but I still feel like it's not. But I think that's good. I think it's good that I don't feel ownership because then I would just get crazy
right,
about
so
it.
So you could just not
mess.
Care.
Yeah, I could just be like, Sean, I don't know, man. You need to fucking figure it out.
No, man. No, and I guess that's the only reason. And I had always kind of regretted calling it Hard On.
Mm.
That's part of it. That's actually a big part of it as well, because I feel like less people are willing to share it.
Yeah.
I think less people are willing to share that they listen to a podcast called Hard On, because I know we have people that listen, because people will come up to me like, hey, I listened to this, or hey, I listened to this. I'm like, great. Will you share it?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, how about you tell other people? Like, I appreciate you coming up to me and telling me that you listen, but... Could you just, if you appreciate, you know, if you thought that episode was funny or if you thought this was good, like, could you tell other people? You know what I mean? Like,
you think Maren went through that with What the Fuck too? You know, like, at the beginning of What the Fuck, it was what it was. It was his sort of primal, his id calling it What the Fuck. He was at the end of his rope. He was just about to kill himself. He sort of desperately made this podcast, called it What the Fuck. And then 4 years later, however long, 5 years later, he's got Barack Obama on it.
Right.
And it's like, what do you do? You know,
do you
rebrand it, or do you just start referring to it as WTF? And
even then,
it's the top. It's in the top two, arguably three podcasts in the world and of all time.
Right.
And it, you know, what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah, I had it too. I had it with Trenchmouth too. I thought about that for a long time. And there are times now, like in the dark tea times of my soul, where I'm like, God, did you just sound like such a fucking child? Like, it's, you know, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, who gives a shit?
Right. At the end of the day, who gives a
shit? It's like your thing, you know?
It's
your thing.
Yeah. And that's my biggest hang up, I guess. It's the whole thing with it started one way and now it's something else. Not even something else. It's just evolved over time.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Things that happens. You know what I mean? Aunt Vivian was played by a different actress in the final season.
Aunt Viv was.
Yeah. But no, like, and I that's always been my hardest thing, was that, like, well, I like the name. I do like the name Hard On, because it's like, yeah, it's fucking a dick joke. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, that's what we do, right? We just tell dick jokes.
But the original premise was that you guys had, like, opposing viewpoints, right? Isn't that it? And you guys were hard on a subject. And that was like a topic.
Like, hey, don't be so hard on yourself, or don't be so hard on whatever you're...
Right.
Like, well, and our whole premise, and it still holds true that, I mean, we're not filtered by any stretch of the imagination. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've never not that I think we're like journalists by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm just saying, like,
war correspondents.
We fucking, like, if we think something's, you know, stupid or whatever, like, we'll fucking discuss it. And I'm like, you and I disagree on shit and we'll fucking talk about it. And fucking that's it. Like, so that was the original premise of, like, we'll talk about whatever. We'll say whatever the fuck we feel like saying. And I hate people whose attitude is like, I don't have a filter. I say whatever I want. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, we have fucking, like, we're reasonable people that know right from wrong and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, we'll voice our opinions. That was the premise starting this whole thing, was like, we have an opinion on something, we'll fucking discuss it. I mean, we're not going to go out of our way to be like, you know what's looking fucking stupid?
Yeah.
No, but if, like, something comes up in the show, it's like, well, I don't know about that, and we'll talk about it and we'll discuss it and move on.
Yeah.
So that was the original premise of the show. Plus, to be funny along the way. Try to be funny and fuck off and fuck around, and because you can't have a show called Hard On without it being somewhat funny, right? I mean, we are in the comedy category on iTunes, so.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah, they don't monitor that shit, though, so what the fuck do they know?
There's one guy, he's like, like Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator, just with the thumb half out and listens to, like, big thumbs down.
Yeah, but there's so many podcasts, he's still, like, on the C's. Yeah, he has to go
he's never
going
to get to
he's
us.
Never going to get to H.
Yeah.
No.
Ever?
It's so funny, though, if you look at the list of podcasts on iTunes, if you go to, like, the website, like, the desktop.
Yeah.
Version of that, and you go through and you just hit H, you hit comedy and then you hit H and you fucking scroll through, you just fucking see Hard On. sitting right there with all these other fucking podcasts.
There it is.
And it's like, well, that's fucking cool. Like, we're out there. We're on Spotify and shit. And
200 episodes, man. If nothing else, we've been consistent. That's good. Mm-hmm. That was one of my things when I came on. I was preaching to you guys about consistency. Just be consistent. Keep making
and
these.
That was a... See, I'm going to feel like a dick because I feel like I'm bad-mouthing somebody who's not here.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Don't bad-mouth somebody?
You don't need to bad-mouth
anybody. Well, no, I'm just going to say that the truth, though. I felt an obligation to only record when Adam was available to record.
But you can understand that. I mean,
no, yeah, and so you would be like, hey, we need to be consistent. I'd be like, yeah, but Adam's not around, so I can't.
Right.
I can't. You know what I mean? And then,
he was making a trek. I mean,
he was trekking.
An hour away.
He lived in fucking Speculator and Wells for like, and he was coming down to Amsterdam, which for
in
those
the
people
winter
not,
and shit.
For those guys not, for if you're not around, from around here, that's a trek, dude. That's not like
through the mountains.
That's not like, oh yeah, I'll swing down. Like that's a cutting out a part of your week, like a Friday night to fucking come down. And it was a fucking trek. Yeah. And, I appreciated every single time he came down to do it. So, but that's what made consistency hard. That's why, you know, I think it took a year and a half to get from episode 1 to episode 18.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, plus it was so early in this whole thing. I mean, now I think in 2019, almost 2020 here, you listen to these podcasts and there's a rigidity to the schedule. You can expect 2 Mark Maron podcasts a week. You can expect, you know, one this, one that. You just sort of expect it. It's like programming on TV, you know? But back then, I mean, there was times where, like, even the most popular podcast, they would go months. There would be months, you know? It was just, it was a new thing. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, consistency has been
And even
good.
Now, we're not super consistent. I mean, we're consistent that it's like a weekly thing. Like, the last couple of weeks, we did miss a week, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we were getting ready to premiere the movie. Like the last episode, I put in the description of the last episode, like, let's ignore the fact. Let's be all be cool about this and ignore the fact that this is a week late. Because, like, we were fucking getting ready for the movie premiere and shit like that. And
yeah.
Yeah. So
life happens.
Yeah. So, but for the most part, we know we're recording on Friday nights. We're going to come down.
Yeah.
The episode's going to be up the following week. And that's.
Get some shitty pizza. Yeah. And sit in this
you
room.
Have a sandwich named after you downstairs.
I do.
At the pizza place. There's a pizza place right outside the mall. It used to be a Pizza Hut. And now it's just it's Fresh Basil.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give them a shout out.
Fresh
Fuck
Basil.
It, right? Go to Fresh Basil. And order the J.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a sandwich. A sandwich.
You have a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a veggie sandwich. It's a veggie grinder for anybody who gives a
What's
shit.
What's on it?
Fucking veggies.
What, like squash and shit?
Yeah. Rutabagas?
Rhubarbs?
It's if you ordered like a regular grinder sub, say you got yourself a...
Also, it's just like lettuce, tomato, onion and shit. And like,
mayo and yeah.
Just no meat whatsoever.
Yeah. I literally told them, make me a turkey grinder. Now take the turkey off of the grinder and wrap it up. That was the
first
time.
Is there cheese on it?
Yeah, it's cheese on it. Yeah.
What kind of cheese?
Provolone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's $4. So do yourself a favor. Come down and have a joke.
It was like with when Subway was, I was like between jobs, meaning I didn't have a job.
Unemployed.
Yeah, I was unemployed. And I was like, well, fuck, I want to get Subway. You know what? It's not that I like the chicken teriyaki. It's that I like the sweet onion sauce on the chicken teriyaki. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to get a veggie sub with sweet onion sauce.
Yeah.
It tastes the fucking same, people. Yeah. Tastes the same. You're eating the sweet onion sauce. You're not eating the chicken. You're not tasting the chicken. You're getting that shit for the sweet onion sauce.
It's that shit with that Five Guys, too. You know, when I went meatless a while back, you get a veggie sandwich at Five Guys, tastes like you're eating a cheeseburger. There's no meat in it. But you feel like you're eating a cheeseburger because it's loaded with all the veggies and the cheese and and it's just, I mean, that's what you taste.
Good shit.
Yeah, great shit. Anyway, anywho.
So this week we premiered the movie.
Dude,
A
week ago today. What a big week.
Yeah, huge week. Fucking episode 200.
Yeah.
And we premiered Middletown.
It dovetailed very nicely.
It did. And holy shit. It was a great night. It was a great night. There was some bad weather, and I think a bunch of people didn't come because of it.
Yeah.
And we still had, 130-something
people? About 130, yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
That was awesome.
It was our biggest, I think, by the number theater count so far.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And on top of that, I people would, you know, after the last couple of movies, people, I'm not to shit on the last couple of movies we made, you know what I mean? But like, people really seem to connect with this.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were telling me about, like, they were coming out, going out of their way to come over and tell me, like, afterwards, like, people I hadn't met, you know what I mean? But were like, hey, that was great. Like, you know what I mean? It was fucking sweet.
Yeah, I feel so... I don't even know. It's hard for me to describe how I feel about this because, number one, I'm super uncomfortable with praise, as is been talked about ad nauseum on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I get uncomfortable. I feel like people are lying to me or being nice.
And it feels like they're just being nice.
And I never want to be, I don't want to be looked at, like, what it comes down to, the core of it is I don't want to be looked at like as a mark. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want people to not be on the level with me. I don't want, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, if you're going to compliment me, you need to come back and then tell me five things that were wrong.
Yes.
Like, I need you to level everything off.
Yes. So to get the feedback that we got that night on the movie was real. It was weird for me because at the same time, I also really appreciate it. Like I can't describe the level of gratitude I have for everyone that showed up, most especially for everyone who made the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, 14 months ago, you know, we started shooting this movie with no money, with no business to do this. You know, we had
no right.
I mean, really, we shot it with, you know, we had new people involved in it. We had nothing, and we made it, and it felt good while we were doing it. Mm-hmm. And it felt good, like, as I was editing it, and then I had that dark moment where it didn't feel good at all. And it was really intense and it was really short. There was a couple of weeks where I was just like, this is not working. Nothing works. You know, this whole fucking premise is flawed. I don't like this and I don't like that. And I was a mess. I was in this spiral, this cyclone. In fact, I had like a half an hour of me the morning of the movie. I was here watching it again. Mm-hmm. Because we had found something that I needed to get rid of. This dude... And this is what I'm talking about. I had seen the movie probably 500 times. I've never seen any movie more than I've seen this movie.
Sure.
And I kept missing these things, you know, like, holy shit, there's a mic. Oh, how did I miss that mic? You know, and having to go in and fix that. So I showed Jeff the movie, Hard On Podcast, Jeff Rano, Middletown Movies, Jeff Rano. And I showed Jeff the movie just a couple of days before the premiere. We came down here, we watched it together. We got some food, we watched it, and really great feedback from him. And he's like, you know, I noticed one thing. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Because at this point, I think I'm done. I think I'm locked.
Yeah.
And he says, when we were in this one scene, there's clearly this giant, like, power bar. Like a, what would you call that shit?
It's not like a power strip, but it's an extension cord with outlets on a reel.
Yeah. It's really big and it's yellow.
Yeah.
And I had seen this movie 500 times and I never noticed it. But it is clear as day and it is grossly... abhorrent. It's giant, you know? So then I had to go back in and I had to get rid of it and like paint over it with grass and fucking like...
Well, you gave me a heads up about that before when we were on our way there. So I was keeping an eye out for that shot.
Yeah.
Dude, it looked great.
Yeah.
You worked some magic with that one.
It was a bitch. And so I had to watch it one last time to make sure there was no weird... glitches and weird shit, you know, because you don't know until
what
you watch
am I missing
it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, just on the export, the computer could have shit its pants for a second and I'm not noticing because it's a 12-hour export. Right. So I could be watching and all of a sudden there could be a flash, and so I need to like pay attention to make sure it all played out. Yep. And stuff. So I'm here in the morning and I'm watching it one last time, and when it's over I have 25 minutes or half an hour of me with the little field recorder we used for later in the day, just lamenting everything, just talking to myself like, this is a fucking nightmare. Why do you keep doing this to yourself? You know, and just in this shame spiral. Mm-hmm. And just feeling all that guilt. And then to get there and get in the moment and have it shown and just, you know, I felt really good about it. I felt really good about it. I haven't felt that good about anything we've done. And I felt pretty good about it. And to have everybody say really nice things was really appreciated. It was really nice.
Yeah. I mean, and like the fact that I know people weren't fucking around is they kept bringing up the same things. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Like people bringing up very specific moments, being like, oh, this moment really fucking got me, or this moment was, you know what I mean? And to have so many people bring up specific things, you're like, well, fuck, there must be really be something there. Have everybody come up and say the same thing?
Yeah, I had heard a couple.
That's big.
I heard some feedback, and yeah, to your point, it was always on the same few pieces.
Mm-hmm. They were like, this moment, this moment, this moment. And I'm like, yeah. Consistency. If we're getting consistent responses, that means, yeah, holy shit.
It worked. You know what I mean? I mean, the jokes worked. You were really funny. You brought the levity to the movie, and it was really great to see that.
I was more funny than I thought I would be. Not to pat my own back, but I'm just saying, like, the timing was good, and the you know what I mean? It was cut together perfectly to make all the jokes fit.
The jokes all worked, yeah.
The jokes all landed, you know what I mean? Like, there's... Yeah.
And the heavy shit worked, and I was really nervous about that. Mm-hmm. Really thought...
You gotta earn it. That's why. You don't have to earn a joke.
Yeah.
As long as the punchline's there, the joke will land. As long as the setup is there, the joke will, the punchline will land. And but the heavy moments, you can't just force a heavy, sad moment onto people. Like, they need to have a reason to feel that way. And I think that was happening.
Yeah, people resonated with it. And then I looked over at you a couple of times, and it's like, holy shit, it's over. Because you see it so many times.
Right.
And I have all these cues in my head.
Yeah.
Like, this leads to this, that leads to this, that leads to this. There were nights right before it was over where I would play the movie out in my head as I was laying in bed just to, like, okay, there's a beat, there's a beat, there's a beat, there's a beat. And then, you know, so you just know it so well.
Yeah. And you keep thinking about the lead up. And then once that moment passes, you're like, well, it's gone.
That's gone forever.
It's gone. Poof.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, once he started the movie in the booth, It was like,
there's no going back.
Countdown. Yeah, here we go. And, you know, and I know in an hour and 48 minutes, it's all going to be done. And this whole lead up to this moment will have been now it's just past. Now it's just a piece of history. It's over. Super weird. Super weird to see it play out. And you know, and the anguish in those moments right before when we're back in the green room and it, like, time is dragging.
We kept really delaying too, because, like, there were still people coming in. It was like 6:15 and we're like, we should probably.
Yeah.
Like, I think right before you and I went out there, we were like, oh, we should give it a couple more minutes. And then we looked at the time and we're like, no, we probably should go out and start this movie.
Yeah.
People are probably wondering why the fuck we haven't started yet.
Yeah, it started to feel a little bit like a Guns N' Roses concert.
Right.
I guess they're going to come out whenever they want. I don't know. But all that time felt like it moved so slowly, you know, this anxious, like, pit in my stomach.
I think a lot of it was, this is the third time we've done this. Yeah. As you and I were walking in, I said that to you, and I was like, can you believe fucking three times?
Because I think you said, well, usually we do that, and then you caught yourself and was like, that's so funny. Like, usually when we premiere a movie, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, we've done it three times.
Three times.
It was one of the top five best days of my life. It was really,
it should be,
and it was like,
makes sense.
And it was really compacted, you know, into just a few hours, and it's over.
Yeah,
yeah. And when we got to go out afterwards, which I really enjoyed, it was really nice to see everybody and kind of celebrate the accomplishment. And
yeah,
and again, you know, it's not about. It's not about me. It's not about you. And it is about you. It's the unbelievable feat of finishing something. And it doesn't matter what it is you finish. I say this all the time. Finishing one of these things is a miracle. No matter what, it's really hard to do. I know people who have trouble making shorts and shit. They're really hard to do. You know, it takes all these little miraculous dominoes falling in sequence to make, you know, around this room to make this whole thing happen. Mm-hmm. All these little tiny things that you don't consider, you know, making sure that everybody gets there. Okay. Locking this location and then, but something, you know, there's going to be a party there, but it canceled at the last second and it's all going to work. And, you know, fucking Avery showing up with a Ronin and, you know, the weather holding up and, you know, supposed to rain today, but it held out. So let's get this done. And all these tiny little things. Did you remember to bring the thing of hot dogs? Yeah. Right. All these little tiny, tiny things that all sort of accumulate over time.
Yeah.
All these little tiny things accumulate to this massive mountain of, you know, holy shit, if we finished it, we finished making it. And then in the edit, it's the same way. All these little things, you know, finding other fucking lines from other takes to fix a piece of bad audio and all these little things. And then it all ends. It all comes together and it makes this thing, you know, it makes this tangible thing. I printed out I burned a Blu-ray to burn it as a backup. And that was the most like cathartic moment of the whole thing because I held this Blu-ray in my hand and I was like, holy shit, there's a physical representation of what we did.
Right.
It was not a thing. And now it's a physical thing.
And now it's a thing. It's literally, you can hold it.
You can hold it, right? I can't hold a file. I mean, I guess I can on a flash drive, but like, at the end of the day, when you have a disc and you're like, hey, look, all that work led to this thing right here, this little piece of plastic. Mm-hmm. It was pretty great. I'm super lucky that I get to do this and then people keep doing it with me.
We have no business doing what we're doing. In a sense, because it seems like one of those things that everybody talks about is like pie in the sky, like, oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And we're like, and we're just like, well, yeah, let's just do it then. Like, if that would be cool, let's do it then.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Everybody has an idea.
Everybody has, and everybody has things that they do in their lives that I think they take for granted as a pretty incredible thing. And I think this is our thing.
Yeah.
That, we do it because we want to do it and I have the mindset of like, literally if every single person that helped us make this movie decided not to help us with the next one, that's not going to stop us from making the next one. And I think a lot of people will be really defeated and be like, oh, I guess we're done.
Yeah.
But, and I think a lot of people have something like that in their lives. They're like, well, this is what I do. This is what we do regardless. So, and I'm not saying that I anticipate people being like, yeah, I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? Because we had a lot of great help, and I think they were just as passionate and just as involved as, and wanted just as many good things to come out of this as we did. And
Well, I think the biggest piece of praise that connected with me the most, that meant the most to me, was anytime anybody that was directly involved in it was happy with it. Mm-hmm. That was the best. That was the most fulfilling thing to me because you guys were all there every day and worked hard. And Justin said something really nice. He said that it was like a puzzle throwing it up on the screen and seeing how it would all work out. And you know, and he said some really complimentary things. Like he was like, you know, it's a great movie. And that meant the world to me because that dude shot every frame of the movie.
Dude, yeah, you shot it. That's you. That's you up there, man.
Yeah.
That's you. You are literally all over everything.
And he's proud of it.
You are involved in every single moment of this movie.
Yes. And to have somebody
not everybody can say that.
No, the three of us. The three of us. And I think to have somebody that was that intricately, intimately involved in it, be proud of it at the end of the day, that means everything. That's
what you hope for.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
I mean, not some studio trying to make a shit ton of money. No. Be like, hey, I was opening. Like,
if everybody that watched the movie hated it, except for the people that were involved in it,
that would have been a win.
Yeah. Yeah, because that means you live to fight another day. Like, hey, we could do this again because you guys are happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it again.
Yeah. What a loss. It felt really great. And I'll never be able to thank everybody enough. It was incredible.
And now the real test begins because we have to go to, we have a bunch of away games.
Yeah.
We're trying to set up.
Yeah. We had talked about that. You know, it was a nice home. It was a nice way to start because it was a nice home game.
Right. Everybody there was most likely connected in some way.
Yeah.
I doubt many people off the street just showed up.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Because, and why would they? You know what I mean? I'm not like pissed about that. I'm just saying like everybody there probably knew somebody.
Had involved, some skin in the game.
Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. It's time for Middle Tour, man.
Yeah. I started reaching out to places over the last couple of days. Uh-huh. I took about 5 days off after it was over. I felt like I was at the end of my rope. Right. I woke up the next day and I was total. First off, I was still very drunk. I didn't realize how drunk I was the day after. I got inexcusably drunk that night. And then I took a couple of days off to kind of reset because I had just been so involved in it. I felt like I needed to just give me a minute. And then I started sending out emails and then I just got right back into the flow of it. You know, I can't wait.
Grabs a hold of you.
I can't wait to get this out. So sending out emails and getting in touch with these communities, these art arts communities and, you know, filmmaking communities and in these towns, you know, these seven or eight towns across the Northeast, to try to see what kind of turnout, what kind of support we could get. You know, can we get people to come to this thing? And, you know, can we get a space? And what's the space look like? And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the quicker we get that going, the better chance we're going to have of funding it and getting it, you know, and it's exciting, you know? And then there's this whole idea about festivals. I mean, some people were asking about it, you know, are we going to, I feel like we got a lot of, like Keely had said something. She's like, you know, you're gonna submit this, right? You know, and that felt really good because she's a great filmmaker, you know, and it felt good to get validation there. Like, you should probably submit this. At the same time, like, fuck film festivals. But, you know, I'm not ready for it to be over yet. I'm not ready for it to be done. If we didn't do all that work for 2 hours and, you know, and
absolutely
of a night. So I think there's a lot of, we just started the life in this old girl and I'm excited to move it forward and get it out there and, you know, get feedback and shit like that. And then coast on this for the rest of our lives. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that night we brought a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded a bunch of moments from the night. So we're going to tack that on to the end of this.
Yep.
So if you want to listen in to moments, sights and sounds, well, just sounds of,
yeah,
of the opening night of Middletown, the premiere of Middletown. We got about half hour,
yeah.
About a half hour of, sorry, my phone's like vibrating the table. Yeah, like we got a lot of extra bonus material, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So, it was that, and that was great too, to go back and listen to that shit because that never comes back. Also, big shout out to your boy Max for the best piece of feedback we got all night where he just said, this is not my kind of movie.
I thought, did he say that?
Yeah, and I was like, hey man, I appreciate the honesty. Thanks, wow. Max.
He said that to you?
I think he said it to you.
I was drunk.
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely, we all were. Yeah, but I appreciate that. I appreciate it 1,000% because that's a guy who sat through it and was like, yeah, I mean, it's not my thing, but it's a thing. And I can appreciate that. You don't have to come, please don't show up and blow us. You know, that's not what we're there for. I appreciate that. So thanks, Max. I'm not giving you that $15 back that I owe you for that t-shirt now. That's my $15. Sean and I are going to buy pizza next week. So
oh, it's going to be good.
It's going to be so good. We should eat it on the air.
I'm going to order 4 or 5 J sandwiches and really make a night of it.
Yeah, we should send him one.
From Jay. What?
Yeah. You know what this is about, Max.
So yeah, thanks to everybody who came out and was there and future thanks to everybody who's going to totally support us and for Middle Tour in 2020.
Yeah, if you want to support us,
we're going to be getting information out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say at this point if you're listening to this, maybe just go to middletownmovie.com and join the mailing list. We collected a bunch of emails from everybody that showed up. They're all going to get a copy of the movie, a digital copy of the movie, and they're going to get a nice link saying, "Hey, thanks for coming and please give us your money so we can go on tour with this bad boy." Mm-hmm. So, you know, every dollar helps. We're trying to raise a couple of bucks for gas and lodging, and
I'd like to stay in at least a crappy motel.
Yeah.
Instead of the car.
I would love to have my own Motel 6 room if possible. Just a little room so daddy can take his pants off and stretch out a little bit and sleep on top of the covers and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't mess around and try to get underneath there. That's awful.
Yeah.
Nope.
In episode 200 of Hard On Podcast. Look at that. Like, the timing couldn't have been sweeter.
It's crazy.
You know?
And we talked about it way beforehand.
Like, how funny would it be if we timed it out where it just kind of happened?
Yeah.
Because on the 100, we did the piash.
The piash!
To 100. And we kind of forced that to happen around Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the same time of year, too. That's weird. I didn't even think of that. It's a little earlier, but still, it's like the same-ish time of year.
Yeah,
but yeah, we kind of forced that into existence. But this one kind of just happened naturally. And it's great.
It didn't take much. I mean, think about that. That's fucking nuts. Like, we kept podcasting while we were making the movie, and everything had to line up just so that...
Took a week off here and there. Like, I went on vacation. You went on vacation.
But it worked out perfectly.
We had shit to do. Like, we didn't force it, and it just kind of happened.
Yeah, that's great. It was a really big night for both of those things combined, you know? Mm-hmm. We have all this shit going on, and it's all funneling down to this moment, you know?
Yeah.
It was craziness.
Well, Jay, thank you for making it all happen.
Yeah, well, thank you, Sean, for making it all happen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
And it was good for me.
Was it?
It was.
All right, so wait. I know that's normally our sign-off, but so now stick around.
Right, stick around. Yeah, I was going
to
get to that.
For the next 30 minutes and listen to the sounds of Middletown's premiere from November 24th, 2019 at the G.E. Proctor's Theater.
You get to hear us get into a stupor throughout the night.
Oh, and I'm sparing you the last 25 minutes where we sat in front of my house and I rambled incoherently, unable to enunciate words, and then went inside and passed out with my clothes on.
Good for you.
You know, you deserve it. Yeah. You deserve it. Yeah, and you deserve it.
Thanks.
John, the last 200 episodes have been very, very good for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Come on. Set me.
The thing.
Oh, should I turn the music off in the car so we don't get a fucking copyright thing? Hey, welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes, here with Jay Leonard and Jeff Rihanna. Are you going to talk, Jeff?
How's everybody doing?
They can't answer you, but I appreciate what you're doing. How are you, Jay?
I'm good. We're on our way. I can do it like this. Hang on.
Oh.
Yeah, look at
this. Yeah, look at very that. Very good. I still kind of turned my head a little bit.
Okay, I'll hold it like this.
Yeah, yeah.
This will just be momentary.
We're literally driving through a snowstorm or rain slash. I don't know what this is. It's wet outside.
Precipitation.
Yeah.
And we're on our way to the movie.
And this is episode 200 of the podcast.
It's a pretty big fucking day.
That's a big day for everybody.
This is how I know I'm not going to make it home tonight.
No, yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Absolutely not. But they'll find the memory card.
Yeah.
In the recorder.
What a great day that almost was.
Wow, they almost made it.
Martin tragedy. I mean, of course, after they identify our body through our dental records and shit.
Bodies.
Sure. Our body, because the wreck would have fused us all together. One. Yeah.
Like it looks like some sort of freak got in a car accident.
Like that big dude from Weird Science? Remember the big biker, the bald biker?
Yes.
Yeah, him. That's what we would look like when they find us. Just a big bald biker with a one goofy eye.
The hills have eyes.
Yes, the hills have eyes. So we're doing it, boys. We're on our way.
We are. It's very exciting.
All right, let me check the temperature around the car. Sean, how you feeling?
I'm good. Oh, I'm very excited. I'm a little disappointed with the weather because I think it's going to turn some people away. You know what I mean? But that's all right. We're going. So that's what matters.
Yeah. Jeffrey?
You should take some cues from your own advice there, Sean, with the weather and driving in it.
See what he's doing?
I see what he's doing. He's taking this opportunity on a podcast that has nothing to do with anything about what he's talking about and making it about himself. But that's fine. If he chooses to do that, he has that right.
Clearly, I'm harboring something.
Jeff is pissed because about a year ago, we had to bail out of going to see a show. Because it was, I think we got like a foot of snow. And Sean didn't want to drive in it. And Jeff is harboring that resentment. And I remain.
Well, let's not forget, I drove in it. It's not like it was undrivable.
Well, not only did you drive in it, you drove up the mountain.
That's right.
But, yeah, I mean,
it was fun.
Twice as far as I would have, to be fair.
Clearly.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice. At least twice, maybe three times.
Clearly.
Yeah, it was a ride. But you're making up for it right now by steering this Lear directly into the mouth of the theater, which we're going to go watch Middletown.
Is that also Jeff's sentiment that I am making up for it right now?
No, but okay. I can speak for him in this podcast.
If it makes you feel any better, I forgive you. I won't talk about it anymore.
You will, but I will accept your forgiveness, and that means a lot.
Okay.
It'll come up again at some point.
Really,
I'm okay with it.
It's really sweet, guys.
I moved on.
All right, so I figure how we're going to do this is we're gonna check in occasionally. I'm just going to keep this recorder in my pocket.
It's a good idea.
And then we'll just kind of check in. So right now, on the road, it's 3:33. We're currently 3 minutes late to meet the projectionist, but it's okay. Right?
Yeah, it's absolutely okay.
Okay.
He was late getting back to you about everything.
Uh-huh. Why are we late, anyway?
Oh, because I was late picking Jay up.
I'm sorry, I wanted to make sure we got that.
I was late.
How late, though?
20 minutes.
25 minutes. Okay, cool. So I figure we'll pop in there first. We're gonna dump our shit off. We're gonna make sure the movie works.
Important.
And then
did you bring Ernest Saves Christmas just in case?
Yeah, I did. And then we're gonna go and have a meal of food and a couple of beverages to get loosey goosey. So I figure we can check back in then.
Absolutely, that's a good idea.
And then we'll check back in the green room before the movie. And then we'll just keep this rig rolling.
Maybe talk to some cast or crew members.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea, right? Absolutely.
That's why you're the brains of this fucking operation.
Got one checked off the list with Jeff in the back seat. So.
That's true. Yeah. Jeff, how are you feeling? Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm excited.
All right, we're going to check back in soon, unless Sean kills us.
Of course, for them, it'll be like, for you guys, it'll be like instantly. Like, we're going to check
We should
back
put that like,
in like a matter of moments.
Like that, wait. No, it's not even a matter of moments. It's a moment.
A moment.
It's a second. It's a hard cut.
Mere seconds from now, you will be catching up with us.
Oh, you know what we should
but
do?
Like an hour from now.
We should put like little interstitials from the movie's dialogue in between.
That's actually a really good idea.
Right?
That's a very good idea.
All right, cool. All right, we'll do that.
We're recording everything that's happening. This is actually episode 200 of Hard On Podcast. No, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, this is actually episode 200 of Hard On Podcast. Thank you very much. So,
about the favorite pants.
You know what? I was really hoping that I had started recording at that point, but I hadn't yet.
Well, I can retell the story then.
And I can my favorite pair of pants.
I bought, yes.
And everything.
I said, Jesse, these are your pants.
He did. He did. He picked them out and he said, Jesse, these are the ones right here.
Jesse, star of Middletown. And what's your character's name again, really quick?
My character's name is Benjamin.
And are you really excited about tonight?
Wait a minute. My character's name's not Benjamin. That was the last movie.
That was Death Before Discomfort. Your name was Benjamin.
My character's name is Josh. Sorry.
Great. Are you looking forward to the premiere tonight?
Yeah, I'm really excited, man. You know, I mean, we put our hearts and a lot of time into this, so I'm jacked. Woo!
I know you can't see Jesse right now, but he's searching for the right emotion, and then I saw the look on his face when he found it, and it was very exciting. And Dan Regan's here with you. Are you really excited about the premiere tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to this. I primed by actually watching the trailer for Death Before Discomfort.
No.
So
you know there's a trailer for this movie out.
Yes, I've seen it. I haven't seen it recently. So
it's at middletownmovie.com. See, I have to put that in there so everybody actually goes and listens to it. Dan, I have to say, you are the funniest person in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to know a guy named Dan Regan, and I've been calling you Dan this whole time like an asshole. Pat, I am so fucking sorry. Jesus Christ.
Because usually I get a Mac.
I feel like a piece of shit.
No,
I feel like an asshole. You can.
You're a bad person.
I am a terrible person. No, I know a guy named Dan Regan, and now
I don't.
Fuck. I'm so sorry.
Don't sweat it.
That's it's here now for everybody to hear. It's recorded. That now at least as long as everybody knows I'm an asshole, I don't feel as bad because then everybody knows about it, and I can put it all on Front Street, and everybody can also hear me apologize, and I feel terrible.
Not a problem. Well, yeah, I mean, you didn't shit on me, so I mean. Like, that would have made you an asshole.
Right.
Fair enough. I'm really excited about tonight, and if that's the worst thing that happens, I think I'll take it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I would be very happy if this is the worst thing that happened. Calling a bit player in this movie.
You're not a bit player. Seriously, but back to my point, you are hilarious in this movie.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You'll see it. It's hilarious. I promise you, it's hilarious. All right, if I come back at you with a microphone, just be ready.
I will. I don't know if it's in the heck out.
Perfect. So we're backstage at the Middletown premiere. This is the second take since I called Pat Dan. and now we're doing this for real, I guess. Jay, how you feeling?
Nervous, bubbly guts.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, totally. I'm just drinking.
I'm coping. You know what? I realize that I have no coping skills whatsoever. So
zero.
This feels a little bit like a problem.
Yes, it's a problem. We're working through some shit with Jay right now. How are you feeling? You're going to make it. That's what I'm saying.
I think so.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to walk around. We are 13 minutes out. So we got, and I think we should hold for like 5-10 minutes. Maybe. I don't know. Susanna. We're actually in the process of recording Hard On episode 200 while we do this. How are you feeling?
Yes.
To be fair, I did not tell you we were going to do this, and I just came at you with a microphone. I apologize for that, but you got this. How are you feeling about tonight's premiere?
I'm like professionally nervous and drunk.
But like you're at the right level, right?
Yeah. Not like a blackout, like a vague. I'm not gonna remember a moment of this. So good.
Great. I'll hang on to this so you can hear it later. Justin, I'm gonna make you talk to me. I know how much you love podcasts, and because of that, we're celebrating by recording the 200th episode of our podcast right now. Thank you. I appreciate that. Can you tell me how describe your anticipation for this evening?
It's nice to see a variety of faces.
Okay. Hey. No music in the background. Sorry, go ahead.
It's nice to see a variety of faces and happy people. And it's
nice. That sounds like the most bullshit answer I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know. You caught me off guard.
That's fair. Justin Wambach, director of photography on Middletown. Glad you could be here. Thank you.
Oh, is that rolling?
Yeah. We're actually in the process of also recording the 200th episode of our podcast while we're here, because we're just fucking doing it. So, hey, thanks for coming all the way across the country to see this. That's the only reason you came, right?
Literally the only reason.
Not the fact that Thanksgiving's this week. None of that whatsoever.
My family and my boyfriend. No, just literally this.
Just the next 2 hours are the only reason you're here.
Literally the only reason.
How was your trip?
It was good. It was good.
Nah, miserable, long ass. Did you have a layover anywhere?
I had a layover in Baltimore, but it actually was, not that bad.
I mean, Baltimore is not the worst city, I guess.
It's really not. The airport is nice. I don't think I've actually ever been to Baltimore.
I had a layover in Detroit when I flew to L.A. last year, and that kind of sucked. Yeah, that was the worst. But they have, like, the big, monorail thing that goes through the middle of the airport, so that was pretty cool.
That was cool. At least you had that.
But are you excited for the premiere tonight?
I'm very excited. I'm a little anxious. This is the first
Why?
Time, first time I'm seeing the movie. First time I'm seeing myself on a big screen.
It's a big fucking screen.
It's a really big screen. I don't know if I like my face that much.
You know what's funny is when I was in college, I had a chipped tooth.
Yeah.
And they chipped it in high school. And I had forgotten all about it. But then I started doing TV broadcasting. Yeah. And then I would see my face on campus like 3 feet wide. And all I saw was the chipped tooth. Yeah. So hopefully today you get to notice something about you that you hate for the rest of your life.
That's probably going to happen. I'm probably going to go home and cry and then get plastic surgery.
Great. Yeah. No, the week after I started doing that, I fixed the tooth.
Yeah. It's constructive, you know? I mean, at least I'll like myself better after this. Hey. After I fix whatever I don't like.
Hey, well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah, no, I know. Almost Famous. Jeff, we're about to go do this.
I'm super excited.
John?
We're about to start. Yeah, this is exciting.
We're in the hallway. We're ready to go.
There's literally 100, maybe, people out there.
Jay, you look good.
I feel awful.
You do?
Let's go. You ready?
Maybe it's all the bourbon you drank.
I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
The best is impressive.
Thank you. Do you gotta feel it?
Hard On 200 exclusive.
Hey, it's Jay. I'm hanging out in the green room of the theater. We are about an hour in, and it's going really well. We've got maybe the biggest crowd we've had, arguably. I would say it's definite for a premiere. And it's happening. It's all happening. It's all happening. So everybody else is out there watching the movie. I just snuck over here to drink the last drop of Evan Williams and hide for a moment. And yeah, so we're in progress, and we'll check back in post premiere, post screening. Hopefully at the bar if it's open. All right, Hard on 200. It'll tour.
Yes, Chris, we are recording something. This is actually episode 200 of Hard On Podcast.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah, so how you doing, Matt?
I'm good. I have patented a new form of wet panties.
Right.
Yeah, and actually what happens is I found out a way that I tubed it, channeled the semen down both insides of my legs into my shoes. So when you're outside in inclement weather, the semen just keeps, and the urine just keeps your feet warm.
Right, nice and toasty.
Yeah, toasty. Yeah.
Well, not toast, like soggy toasty.
Pee-feet.
Pee-feet?
Yeah, pee-feet.
That is Hard On Podcast Zone. Chris Jiggle, everybody. Here, we're at Nico's, actually. The premiere went very well. We're all some level of hammered at this point, which is fine. We're all real, real excited about it. Drive safe is all. That's what I'm really getting at. We're going to go over and talk to Jay Leonard really quick. Jason. Jay.
Virginia is the closest to Maryland. Jesse Lawrence.
Oh, no, that's not your name. Jay just took a phone call. Hey, Susanna. How are you?
I'm good.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You should be. Oh, thank you. It feels weird because I have to move the microphone back and forth. Like, if somebody starts to compliment me, I have to give the mic back to them as if be like, yes, say more. But in that case, here.
You're fucking awesome. You're so hilarious.
But if I continue to hold the mic there, you have to say something. So I could just stand here like this forever.
Yes, you can. And you can listen to me tell you how fucking hilarious you are because you were hysterical. I laughed so much.
Go on.
Also handsome.
All right, now you're done. Because once you start lying.
My eyes are so blue. They're beautiful.
The baby blues. Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
Well, hello, sir.
Hi.
I'm going to get a drink.
You should.
Yeah. What kind of drink should I get?
For the true hipster in me, I'm drinking a juice bomb IPA.
A strong IPA, sir. An India Pale Ale.
Yes. They have a Christmas tree in the corner. I'm setting the tone. Football's on the TV. I'm a Packers fan. They're losing. I'm really not happy about that, but it's okay. It's early. But they just gave up the ball, so I don't know. I'm going to come over here, talk to Justin Wambach. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm sorry I came at you earlier with the mic so quickly, but I'm doing it again anyway.
Yeah, it's all right.
How do you think everything went well? How do you think everything went tonight? Do you think it went well is what I meant to ask.
Now you're making it awkward.
That's my forte.
It was awesome. It was great to see the film start to finish, and it's like throwing a puzzle at the screen. And you're like, how the fuck is this going to turn out? And then it's like, when people are cheering, laughing, and crying.
I heard several people cried.
Yeah, it was like poignant movie. It was sad a little bit, but like, it was just a fantastic movie. I mean, I gotta.
Well, you're a big part of it, man. Thank you for coming. Absolutely. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing so good.
We're recording episode 200 of our podcast right now, actually.
Wow, it's bicentennial. This is amazing.
Isn't it? It's like 1976 all over again.
Yeah.
Bisexual centennial.
Yeah.
We're all going to pull dicks out. Hey, Derek.
Yeah?
Wow. I'm just saying. It's a lot thicker than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
It's not so much that it's long, but god damn, tuna can.
It's not really. It's tuna
cano. Really. Tomato soup.
It'll do.
Hey. Great job with the music. Derek did all the music for Middletown, and I gotta tell you, man, it was great.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's one of the only things that I do. And
what else do you do? Nah, I'm not just kidding. I won't put you on the spotlight.
I do that. Musically, that's the only thing I really want to do. Sorry, Jesse. That's not true. Wait, hold on. I'm back.
This is all going online. Everybody will hear
it. It's one of the things I like to do.
Great job.
Thank you. You guys are amazing.
You were a goddamn inspiration, Derek.
We're going to be really weird old people doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm picturing us like...
Yeah, just like white like the horseshoe ring of hair.
Jesse's still going to be an asshole in every single role.
It's just a bunch of old people cheating on each other. It's all, it's all our movie.
They're going to get invitations to their 50th high school reunion.
I'm not going to that shit. Oh, Jim died, though. Oh, natural causes.
Everybody died, Derek. Everybody died. There's four of us left. The Great War.
So Sexy Kyle is a hit. I'm like, that's a new persona for you, I think. Well, for me.
Apparently.
I was surprised at how much everybody liked Sexy Kyle, and it made me feel worse for him at the end of the movie. Like, I seen
he did so nothing wrong.
No, he did nothing wrong, but I'd seen it so many times that I'm just like, well, Sexy Kyle's going to get fucked over pretty soon. And then it happens, and I feel like everybody was like, oh, shit, man, Sexy Kyle just got fucked over. And I felt bad for you, like, for the first time since I wrote it. But it didn't matter, because you wear your hair slicked back in a faux hawk and have a purple polo shirt.
We had talked about writing in a scene where Sexy Kyle becomes a peeping Tom and tries staring at Tori. And
well,
so
you got that shot, right? In the montage.
yeah. It's a first-person view, which is really weird.
The bonus scene at the end, really.
I forgot we shot that.
It's like really a Marvel. I had to fit that in there, like, because you know Marvel does it, so I just figured we had to have something.
And the fundraiser in the beginning was incredible. That was
so that'll be online soon. So,
did you like that?
Yeah.
Well, Middle Tour 2020.
Yeah, I'm getting checks. I'm going to get checks from the bank.
That's not how this works. Oh, I see what you said.
Yeah. No, I'm not receiving checks. I'm going to get checks, and I'm going to put an amount of money on that. And it's going to go.
Middle Tour 2020.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Middle Tour 2020. Sean?
It's happening. I'm going to sign off now. Yes, he did. Yes, did Jay actually did do the sound mix by himself, Ryan? What do you think about that?
I thought he did a very good job.
Could you state your name and your title?
I am a clown prostitute named Ha Ha Baboinker.
I really appreciate you coming. We're actually in the process of recording Hard On episode 200. That's actually what's happening right here. And these are Hard On Podcast Zone, Ricky and Ryan DeRosa.
As someone who knows what a hard on is, I am very happy to be here. Get your hard on
here and now.
Should we repeat this, what exactly we just did, 200 times?
Yes. Max is here too, Max Johns. I don't think you've ever been on the podcast, have you? No.
We're recording
episode 200 of the podcast right now.
Holy shit. I'm pretty hard for it.
I appreciate that. What did you and we're mainly just jerking ourselves off talking about the movie. What did you think of the movie?
I found the movie to be quite interesting. It was definitely not my kind of movie, but
what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I enjoyed it all the same.
Like, is it because it wasn't animated?
I like animated movies.
All right, we're moving on. Adam Barnes, how are you?
Adam Jones.
Hi.
We're actually in the process of recording Hard On Podcast episode 200.
Dope.
Yeah, right. So, hey, what did you think of the movie? Oh, we're just talking about the movie the whole time. So, what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. Technically speaking, I actually really enjoyed it.
You don't have to be that guy. Just tell me what you thought of the movie.
Okay, fucking good then. No, I liked it. I really did.
All right, you're trying too hard to be critical. I'm going to move on.
I am. I'll agree.
Hey, guys. So I'm in the middle of recording Hard On Podcast, episode 200. I have a podcast. And this is episode 200. They're usually a lot more, like, they're in a studio and we have microphones. But we're just talking about ourselves this time. And just want to know what people thought of the movie. Like, say your name and then... Well, you just, you know, thanks for coming out, first of all. Really appreciate it. And if you had to describe the movie in one word, what would it be? You don't have to say your names or anything. Just say, like, how you would describe the movie in one word. Not to put you on the spot, but who's got a word? Okay.
My name is Steven. I would describe it as surreal because that could have been any of us.
Any of those situations, they're very realistic, and it kind of hits home of that any of those things that happened to any of those characters could have been any one of us. So thinking about it that way adds a lot of depth to the movie, in my opinion.
You could also flip that and say anybody could have written that piece of shit, because that could have happened to anyone.
Sure, but
that is... I'm not going to take what you said seriously at all. Okay, next.
I'm Kevin, and I think smart... What, to piggyback off of what Steven said.
No, we already dismissed what he said.
Smart, but I think it was very smart because it was a very good balance. The scenes had a levity to them with a lot of the humor, and but it was also very heavy. A lot of the content was...
Light and heavy.
Light and heavy all at the same time.
Like a black and tan. Yes. All right, moving on.
My name's Justin, and I'm going to kind of also piggyback.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say emotional, actually. And it hit you hard in, you know, laughter or joy, and it hit you in, like, sad. And it had, it, like, all around, it was just a roller coaster, kind of.
Wow, he said a roller coaster.
Uh-oh.
It's like an emotional ride of some sort.
Yeah.
Scrubs? No? Okay. It's a line from Scrubs. Hey, thanks for coming. Really appreciate it. And now you have to listen. See, this is a trick because now you had to come see the movie, but now you have to listen to the podcast now, too. So it never ends. Because once you listen to the podcast, you're going to have like a download link for something else. So you have to check out our website. Yeah, it's an endless cycle. Thanks, guys.
We're at Nico's. Things are happening. People are imbibing. I've been accused of being in the middle of some ennui. But the truth is, I'm just in the middle of some whiskey. Everybody seems to be having fun. We're thinning out a bit. Devin's gone. Jeff and Chris have gone. Jesse's still here strong with Derek and Susanna, so we're still mostly a cast. Sean's here. We're representing. The bartender appears pissed. She thought she was going to be in for an easy night, but it turns out Middletown came to erect them ovaries, to get up in them guts, to blow out them walls, if you will. So here we are, putting babies in the ladies. Babies into ladies. I'm going to go talk to Jesse. Hold, please.
Just a joke, anyway. And so, the character that I have, he can't keep it to himself. So if he sees somebody that has power where he doesn't think they should, he tells them they're a piece of shit. Yeah, you know, he's like, fuck you. Why don't you untie that slave and try to whip him, you know?
I feel like he wasn't really talking about the movie till I came over.
I
was just telling him, trying to avoid talking to you because I know you hate being spoken to.
It's true.
He does.
I thought that he was talking about something totally different. And I still
We were passionately discussing the film, actually.
Oh, no, fuck that. Okay, go ahead. Bye.
And then we
just... All right, bye. Moving on. It's Derek. Derek. Hello, Chief Minister of Toon.
Hi.
Did you know that tonight is not only the movie premiere, but Hard On episode 200?
Sean had mentioned it, so yes.
It's a big night.
Yeah, it's the bicentennial. I'm in it. I'm ready.
I assume that I will die on the way home.
No, you're not going to. You're going to live forever, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel like... How do you feel?
Really good.
Yeah, I feel good too. I'm elated too.
I'm glowing.
You look glowing. You have a soft glow to your skin.
You're glowing.
Oh, I'm hot. That's the difference.
Well, that too, but...
Did you see Devin's boyfriend? He has the Usher cuts.
You know, I thought it was Macklemore, but I wasn't really sure.
He pulled up his shirt and showed me his dick root. It was impressive.
Oh, he's got the V?
He's got the fucking dick roots on.
That's cool. I mean, that makes sense.
Wow. Wow.
They're gorgeous.
They really are ridiculously gorgeous.
They are.
I was like, how's it feel to be super hot? And he was like, pretty fucking good. And I was like, yeah, of course it is. Yeah. I'm what the French call a potato man. Nice. Yes, I thought so.
Well, so what's next, Jay?
Oh, tomorrow I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, all right. So I don't have to like plan anything for...
Oh, no, I'm going to die. Game over. End game.
So, all right. I mean,
yeah, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Now we'll both get the rest we deserve.
Jeez, been a long time coming.
We've been talking about this for a while. No, hey, 90 pages into In Case of Emergency, Break Glass. I'm excited about it, but I need like 4 days off.
Yeah, you deserve at least 3 days off.
Well, you deserve 3 days off. But don't worry, because we'll be back at it, and we'll be like, weren't we just in Nico's talking shit to each other?
Yep, and let's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's
You
do
know
it.
How it goes.
I don't, like actually, you know what? Let's start tomorrow. Fuck this.
Yeah. I'll give you the script, and we'll just start writing. Well, I'll tell you what. Spoiler alert, it's about sad white people.
Wow, really? That's
taking a shot. I'm just out there.
Oh, that's ambitious.
Thank you.
To go that direction.
Thank you. I'm trying something new.
You should.
One of them might cheat on the other. I don't know.
One of the main characters should be an asshole.
And then, like, a supporting cast member who's, like, a lovable asshole.
Yes.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
The moral of the story should be all assholes are lovable.
Right. And it should end on, like, a real realistic note. Like, yeah. Life isn't a movie, and it should kind of, like, everything should come to its logical conclusion.
I agree.
Yes. Well, it's coming.
Okay.
2020.
So you guys aren't going to Ohio.
Trenchmouth 6. Well, I may or may not have been involved in a hit and run with Cleveland Cavaliers superstar center John Hot Rod Williams.
Okay, so we're not going to go to Ohio. We can find another middle town.
There are 7 other middle towns.
Well, we can find a replacement for that.
We will.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, we will. We will. All right.
Everybody's really super stoked on this. The idea of going places.
Punk rock.
The movie.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Punk rock, fuck you.
Punk rock, fuck us.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm going to bed.
Not far behind you.
Thank you all for a fine evening. Good night.
Good night.
Alex.
Kyle.
Oh! I'm fine. Fine.